Well, Greensboro, North Carolina, is a majority black city, but it is represented in Congress by two of the most conservative members of the U.S. House. And one of the reasons for that is that Republicans there diluted the votes of the citizens of Greensboro by cracking it in half and splitting those votes across two different congressional districts so that there wouldn't quite be enough black voters in either one to elect a Democrat. So what Hoffler did, one of his lines, I believe it's Laurel Street, and I've gone down there and I've actually walked this campus and seen this. And what they did was they put seven of the dorms at North Carolina A&T, the oldest historically black university in the nation, in one district and six in the other. And that just perfectly scattered those voters in such a way that you would end up with two Republican members. And in North Carolina, the politicians there have said, oh, we didn't know what we were doing there. That was just an accident. It's a coincidence. Oh, it just happens to be a precinct boundary. Except what you find in Hoffler's files are these giant databases that show, you know, not only the racial makeup and the voting patterns and the specific addresses of tens of thousands of college students in North Carolina, but you see whether or not they had a driver's license that matched their college address, because North Carolina had gone and passed this really intense voter ID bill that was designed specifically to disenfranchise black voters in the state by mandating the kind of identification that they knew most black voters in the state did not have.